What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Whatever News!
In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about.
In case you aren't subscribed, you definitely should do so. Subscribe down there, hit the bell to get all notifications. That way you'll always be notified and get the Forever News. I got all the scoop. Definitely subscribe, hit that bell, and enjoy.
Okay, people, so for starters, big update on Black Clover's manga sales. I know it's been a wild ride figuring things out with what's going on with the franchise now that the anime is over. The first week sales were in last week and it wasn't looking too hot. Well, we got the second week sales, and yeah, we're gonna talk about it. We got a small update on My Hero Academia, a festival going on. We got a little bit of Jump Giga Gojo announcements. We're gonna talk about that. We got me and Roboco clickbaiting people. Yes, me and Roboco clickbaiting people. We'll get into it. Beastars, two pieces of news, including a new work from the author of Beastars. Tokyo Revengers getting a little bit more promo. We'll talk about that. The Shonen Jump author comments. We're gonna get into it. Mob Psycho 100, maybe a season 3 possible. Possibility down the works. We'll talk about that one. Robot X Laser Beam, a little update on that. That's from the same author as Kuroko no Basket. Kingdom update. A new Super Dragon Ball Heroes manga incoming. We're going to get into that one. A very, very unfortunate story regarding a manga author passing away. And yeah, it's just a travesty. We're going to talk about it, but it's really sad. We got two pieces of One Piece news, including something to do with the Tokyo Olympics. Even though I'm not feeling too hot about the Olympics, but we're going to talk about it. And a little update on that Where's Wally thing that they have going on. An update on box office success and how it's majorly up. Live action Tokyo Revengers doing big things. We got a new Demon Slayer season 2 promo image, a little trailer. We're gonna take a look. We got Kimetsu no Yaiba, also a Red Light District novel. We'll talk about that one briefly. We got something huge that I really always enjoy talking about. The US manga sales for the month of June. For the US, which is very, very big that they actually started to put these numbers out. These numbers must be really, really good in comparison to the past, because now they're actually using them as marketing tools. And yeah, it's an interesting look. And the Promised Neverland creators seemingly are back at it with a new work. We're going to talk about that one. And yeah, people, those are the stories we have for today's episode. Without further ado, let's jump into another exciting episode of
Forever News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related, and we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it.
No matter how you feel, get it done. No matter how you feel, get it done. No matter how you feel, get it done. No matter how you feel, get it done.
Okay, people, so let's start off talking a little bit of sales, because in particular, it's really dope, and off the back, I'm going to tell you that Black Clover, with its latest volume in week 2, rounded off the top 10. So we're looking pretty good with Black Clover's latest volume. And we're going to get into it, because if you remember in the last episode of Forever News, we spoke about that Black Clover did about 56,000 copies in its first week in the last update, and it wasn't looking too good, but there was a publication shortage, so it was to be expected. So we was like, okay, well, what is it going to look like week 2, since week 2 is always supposed to be a dip, but since, you know, now there's not going to be a publication shortage, hopefully for the second week, what is it looking like? And this list is very interesting. Again, Black Clover in the top 10, we'll get into it, because number 1 off the gate, Tokyo Revengers still killing it. 1 million, fam, with the latest week sales. 1 million in a week of the franchise. Absolutely insane. Then we got the Slime, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Slime series with 310,000. Jujutsu Kaisen, even though it was on a hiatus, still tearing it up. 197,000. Mystery Tour Luna Kade. I'm not sure which series is that one, so y'all can inform me if you'd like. Attack on Titan there, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Rurouni Kenshin, Shumatsu no Valkyrie, aka Record of Ragnarok, Aono Exorcist, Blue Exorcist, wow, 79,000, and then rounding off the top 10, Black Clover with 79,166 copies, and let's go, baby. That means that more than likely, if there wasn't a publication shortage, we would have cracked 100K. If we did 56 in the first week with a publication shortage, and then we doing almost 80 in the second week, we easily would have cracked 100. Bravo, bravo to Black Clover, baby. I love to see it. It is very well deserved. Black Clover has just been phenomenal this year and the last year as well. It's been doing the damn thing. So big congrats to that. And that also is a showcase and a demonstration that it almost seems like, to a certain degree, because if you take out the publication shortage and all that, the anime ending may have done a little bit of good for the manga sales and the manga success, for that matter. It seems as though a lot of those anime only viewers translated over to the manga now that the anime was over. It seems as though they were probably on that type of vibe of like, oh, we don't want to spoil it, so we're just going to be anime only. But once the anime ended, they were like, oh, there's nothing certain about it coming back. We're hopping to that manga and it's showcasing, which big, big congrats. I just got to stress it again. 80,000 basically second week, 55,000 first week. That's what, 135,000? Maybe I'm off on that. But yeah, 2 weeks, great stuff. Shout out to Black Clover. I love to see it. Then moving forward, we got a little bit of updates on My Hero Academia and what's to come, because according to this, it says villains take over the annual My Hero Academia Festival this year. Every year since 2016, My Hero Academia has held an event for the TV anime to celebrate the heroes that fight the villains. Not this year, though. The League of Villains has taken over, with the voice actors for those who want to incite chaos appearing at Tachikawa Stage Garden in Tokyo. Appearing at the event will be voice actor with character in brackets, and they're going to basically have the League of Villains there. Shigaraki, Dabi, Toga, Spinner, Twice, and Mr. Compress. And yeah, I like that. I like that because they have really did a number, and we'll talk about that in another video. I got another video coming regarding My Hero Academia Season 5 and My Villain Academia and all that stuff. So at the very least, they got something cool down the pipeline for it, because yeah, that's like, I would argue, either second or third best arcs in the entire story. I'd probably put it second, because I really rock with the villains like heavy, especially with that arc. So, and the funny thing is, the next arc after that is what I would argue is probably the best arc of the series. So yeah, at the very least, they're giving some type of shine and push for My Villain Academia, considering that's some of my favorite stuff of the story. And Season 5, yeah, we'll get into it another time, but shout outs to this little festival. Next up, just a little bit of a tease that they got going on. Jump Giga 2021 summer promotional page in issue number 32, and on the cover is a sick picture of Satoru Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, and yo, this shit looks so freaking hype. Oh my god, I want the manga back already. Gege, please, I hope you're 120% within the next couple weeks. If you're not, absolutely take your time or whatever. Just saying, want to throw that in there. I'm not rushing, but oh, I miss my manga. Jujutsu Kaisen is so good. Hopefully it comes back soon. Either way, that Gojo, baby. Moving forward, apparently the series Me and Roboco decided to clickbait a lot of people into thinking it was coming with an anime adaptation already. According to this, it says, no, Me and Roboco hasn't got a TV anime adaptation. The text says that they hope to get an anime adaptation, a TV anime adaptation, and we kindly ask everyone to stop making up information, because there was a page basically of Me and Roboco and it says TV anime at the top, and a lot of people would easily suspect, like, holy shit, Me and Roboco is getting an anime. I would love to find the community of Me and Roboco and see, like, is it really good? Like, is this something that maybe I'm sleeping on or something like that? Because they have been really, and I gotta give credit, I'm not even gonna lie, I gotta give credit to the author of Me and Roboco, because this author has been fighting tooth and nail to make sure that they stay around and try and see success. I cannot knock the hustle. If anything, I gotta congratulate it and root for it, because like the author Me and Roboco, from the parodies, everything that he's been trying to do, they've been trying to do, has just been brilliant. Very, very awesome moves. And I kind of want to see Me and Roboco win, just because I respect how the author is moving and how the author's trying everything. Even like, yo, TV anime. Well, we hope to get one, but TV anime, like, this author really wants to win. And I'm impressed. At the very least, I gotta admire something like that, because how can you knock the hustle, fam? You can. Next up, we got a couple of pieces of B-Stars news. For starters, B-Stars creator Paru Itagaki will publish a new short story in an extra booklet of Asatsu Shonen Champion issue number 10 of 2021, out August 12, 2021. It will be related to Beast Complex and exclusively available as an extra to the magazine. That looks kind of cool. Then there's a little bit more stuff for B-Stars. B-Stars Complex manga gets new short story. It says this year's August issue of Akita Shoten's Satsu Shonen Champion magazine revealed on Monday that the manga's September issue on August 12th would include a bonus booklet for Paru Itagaki's Beast Complex manga that will feature a new short manga. Okay, so that's basically what we just read. Itagaki published the Beast Complex manga in Weekly Shonen Champion in 2016, so it seems though maybe that's like some sort of unreleased story. And then we also got something here about basically the author creating a new work. B-Stars creator Paru Itagaki will start a new manga series titled Sanda in Weekly Shonen Champion issue number 34. Out July 2021. It's with human characters and set in the near future, about kids and adults in a society with a greatly declined birth rate. Basically sounds like Japan, and it starts July 22nd. I'm not even gonna lie, I want to say, as of the recording of this video, probably by the time this episode is out to you guys, B-Star season 2 will be available on Netflix, and I am dying to see it. I gotta commend the author, because when I first heard about B-Stars, everybody was telling me, yo, it's some furry shit, don't even bother. I was like, there was a couple of other people that was telling me, like, yo, maybe you might like it. I don't know, was pretty good. I checked it out and I absolutely loved it, and I can't wait for this. And if season two doesn't disappoint, then I will absolutely give a try to the author's next work, because this sounds like it's an interesting premise. And also, I trust the author based on how much I really, really enjoyed season one of Beastars. It was definitely something different and I liked it. It was an interesting romance, but yeah, with a really insane twist, and also kind of touched up in a weird way on some very serious societal issues. So shout outs to that. Yeah, Beastars and the author doing some big things in this year, 2021. Just a small little update for Tokyo Revengers. It says Tokyo Revengers is the back cover of Besatsu Shonen Magazine issue number 8, and it's a really, really sick art. And that's interesting because Besatsu Magazine is not the magazine that Tokyo Revengers is serialized in, but I want to say that there's a good relationship. I think they're all under the same umbrella anyway, and if I'm not mistaken, Orient, that was just in Weekly Shonen Magazine up until recently, went to Besatsu, so they're kind of connected anyway, and it seems like they're cross-promoting, putting Tokyo Revengers on the back of there. It'd be dope if they ended up doing, like, again, I don't know what's going on in the manga. I'm an anime only when it comes to Tokyo Revengers, but it'd be really dope if, like, they did a seinen version or a darker version, and maybe they made it a monthly in Besatsu Shonen after the serialized version ends, as long as it doesn't, like, continue the plot line of what's going on now. It'd be an interesting twist, and yeah, either way, this art looks really freaking sick, and we'll have a little bit more Tokyo Revengers news down the road during this episode, so don't worry, a little bit more later. Next up, let's talk some Shonen Jump author comments. So let's start off with Kohei Horikoshi from My Hero Academia. He said, I grew up being influenced so much by Final Fantasy 9, so I'm hoping for a perfect anime version. Can't wait. Oh, they're doing a Final Fantasy, I want to say FF9 is Final Fantasy 9. I didn't know that they're doing an anime of it, but that'd be dope. Interested to see how they do it. Either way, again, I always love when mangaka talk about video games. It's just, we all love the same shit, apparently. Then we got Richiro Inagaki from Dr. Stone. The multiplication table learning in India depends on the region. Seems like up to 19 times 19 is pretty common. Shoutouts to India. I just always gotta say that. Shoutouts to India. I know a lot of y'all rock with me heavy, and I fuck with y'all. Love y'all to death for it. Like, real talk. Shoutouts to India. Moving forward, we got Hajime Komodo from Marshall. He said, I want a break! I want a goof off! Yo, give him a break. It seems like he's probably getting jealous, seeing like, yo, My Hero got a break last week. Black Clover got one the week before. Oda's always getting breaks. I want a break, goddammit. You haven't earned it yet. I just gotta keep it real. As much as I love these authors, and don't get me wrong, I think they should have routine breaks, all of them. Just because the demanding schedule for doing manga is ridiculous in comparison to his peers and shit like that. You haven't earned one yet. Like, you know, you haven't earned the right to be able to go on break and stuff like that. After you're a couple years in and you have an anime adaptation, they'll probably start giving you the regular stuff. But for now, you gotta earn your stripes and jump. Don't get me wrong, I don't agree with that. Like I said, personally, I think these authors need a lot more rest, a lot more relaxation, because they're bringing really awesome stuff that we really, really love, and they're destroying themselves to do so. So it's kind of like a catch-22 with it. Like, yeah, you haven't earned it yet in comparison to your peers, but in general, they all deserve breaks. But yeah, give this man a break before he ends up fucking someone up. We got Yuki Kawaguchi from the Hunters Guild Red Hood. The first manga I bought all the volumes of was Neuro, and now I'm in the same magazine as Matsui-sensei. I'm overwhelmed with emotion. If I'm not mistaken, isn't Matsui-sensei the author of Assassination Classroom? Wow, this guy has had some pretty heavy hitters. I want to say that he's honestly underrated. Like, now that I look at it and I think, like, wow, he's had a couple of big works, and then Elusive Samurai is taking off now. Really awesome stuff, and shoutouts to the Hunters Guild Red Hood. I just really like it anyway. So yeah, let's throw that in there. Yuki Tabata, author of Black Clover, said, my wife has been doing an impression of Mista's Stand Six Bullets lately. It's really good, absolutely hilarious, and 1000% coincidental. Very, very weird that is even happening right now that I'm reading this, and that's Mista using his stand right there, shooting the bullets. Like, I'm just literally in the middle of watching JoJo's right now, and that happened. Like, really weird shit sometimes happens in my life, or guess you could say bizarre. For Neverworld's Bizarre Adventure, fam. Incoming part 7, 8, 9, whatever you want to call it. No, really, though. That's really fucking strange. Let's move on, though. Next up, let's just take one time. I don't know if I'll cover this author regularly. Neru Way of the Martial Artist is a newer series in Jump. He said, rearranging my room and setting up all the desks and chairs for my assistants as I prepared for the serialization was rough. Get used to it. Being a mangaka is rough. Like, ain't no time for that. Just for the jokes, let's look at me and Roboco's author, Shuhei Miyazaki. I made it to a year. Thank you for all the support. I'll work hard to get a 2-year anniversary. Again, I respect it. And if you make it to that 2-year, I might have to do a me and Roboco video at some given point. I don't know, because, like, I got a lot of respect for this author and how hard they're going. Yusei Matsui, author of The Elusive Samurai, said, I try hard not to use modern words in the series, but there's just no alternative for perverted. hentai. Like, that's the word. Like, people don't know that. People think that hentai is just like, oh, that's the stuff like the animated PO, you know what I'm saying? But no, that actually also means perverted in Japanese. Like, it's a word that means many different things, I guess you could say. Yoshifumi Tozuka, author of Undead Unlocked, said, I want to go see Gundam Hathaway. This man wants to go see Gundam Hathaway. Author of Sakamoto Days, Yuto Suzuki. My favorite YouTuber group is Tokai On Air. What unique and funny characters. Yo, I hope someday some mangaka says, yo, my favorite YouTuber is Frenet World. That'd be sick as hell. Even if it's not in Jump, ideally that would be awesome. Because, you know, Jump is the big, you know, enchilada of it all. But I hope I'm some author's favorite YouTuber. That'd be kind of cool. And yeah, I forgot there's no One Piece, so no Eiichiro Oda comment. But yeah, those are the author comments for this week in Shonen Jump. Next up, something very, very interesting. Now, this was from the Mob Psycho Twitter account. Let's just read and you take from it what you will. 5 years ago today, the first episode of Mob Psycho 100 Season 1 was broadcasted in Japan. Thank you so much for all your love and support. We would have not made it this far without you. Third stage play is on its way, and who knows what's in store. Stay tuned. Oh my god, I want to say there's still a little bit left of the manga that has not been adapted. I don't think it's enough to make like a big season from what I remember people saying, but they could do an OVA or a movie or something to adapt the finale or short season. I don't know what they could do, and maybe have some anime original stuff in there that like the author comes in to do to finish it up. I would love some more Mob Psycho 100. Just the other day, you know, for the 5th anniversary, I was reliving it. Like, I was re-listening to opening one and very one. Like, I was just having a blast, man. I love Mob Psycho. I hope that they do something else with it in the future. At the very least, one final hoorah, because season 2 was, oh my god, so good. And criminally underrated at that. Next up, very odd that this came to my desk, but nevertheless, it says, Robot X Laserbeam by Fujimaki Taratoshi has 1 million copies in circulation. And there was a source there, but it's kind of weird for this to be reported considering this is a canceled manga from like 4 years ago now. So I'm wondering if the author is gearing up for their next work. They're gonna try to come back yet again. I personally feel like, and maybe I'm off on this, but I personally feel like Kuroko no Basket should have been there. I don't want to say lifetime work, but I think they totally could have gone for like a college years and pros and all sorts of stuff. Have parodies of like, hey yo, this is them going up against LeBron and the Lakers, for example. Like just some crazy shit that they could have done, or maybe make like parody characters that are kind of supposed to be them or something like that. I don't know why this author ever stopped, because Kuroko, first of all, the success, the sales were out outrageous, through the roof, and I just really loved it. The only thing I can think of is maybe the author just genuinely didn't want to keep on going. This was their vision. They wanted to try something else, and also maybe they didn't want to get labeled as, oh, that's the Kuroko author. But as it stands right now, I want to say this author tried two different series to pop, and both of them kind of failed. I mean, don't get me wrong, 1 million copies in circulation, that is great for Robot X Laserbeam, but it still got canceled after like 60-something chapters, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, looking forward to seeing if this author returns with something else in the future, because I really loved Kuroko. Next up, small update for the Kingdom manga. It says Kingdom by Yasuhisa Hara has 83 million copies in circulation for volumes 1 through 62. As time marches on, believe it or not, I know I've been saying this for like 8 years now, I'm getting closer and closer to saying, okay, I think I'm gonna sit down and start marathoning the Kingdom manga. It's been long enough. I remember from when I read the first few chapters, I liked it. I actually the other day committed a sin and I watched like the first episode or two of the anime. I know. But I might actually really sit down and read through the manga. Like, everybody's telling me this is greatness, so if there's a great experience to be had, I might be in the near future jumping into that Kingdom. In fact, why haven't they like licensed it for like, even if it's just a digital version over here in the West? Come on, fam. Somebody get Kingdom. Like, I'll support the shit out of that. But either way, shout outs to Kingdom. It will definitely, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, hit that 100 million sales when all is said and done. Moving forward, we got a little bit of updates on Dragon Ball. Apparently a new Dragon Ball manga is incoming. It's kind of, you know, the hero stuff, so it's not a big like, hey, you know, Super 2 or something like that, even though we still have Super going on. But it says Yuji Kasai will start a new series manga titled Super Dragon Ball Heroes Avatars in the upcoming Psycho Jump issue 9, out August 4th. And yeah, basically Psycho Jump is like, they do those chibi parody mangas, so it's not anything serious. It seems like this would be something fun, and if they allow the author to do some really cool things, I might actually check it out. I don't know, Psycho Jump, they've been trying to do a big push lately. I've been hearing a couple different titles announced and stuff like that. Like, they're trying to make a run done for Psycho Jump, like they just did with this Demon Slayer Psycho Jump manga as well. So they're making moves. I might actually check this one out. This could be fun. And I mean, at the end of the day, since it's not canonical, there's nothing to complain about. It could just be a really cool time. Even though, to be honest with you, I've seen some great things about Dragon Ball Heroes lately, but I haven't checked it out because, yeah, Dragon Ball Heroes, I don't know. But maybe this will just be funny. I don't know. Okay, people, next up, some very, very unfortunate news I have to report. Apparently, a pretty significant manga creator recently passed away, and yeah, a lot of people have been really devastated by this. Let's read and we'll talk. The misfit of Demon King Academy manga creator Kaya Haruka passes away. Square Enix announced on Tuesday that manga creator Kaya Haruka passed away on July 6th. The author's family held a funeral. While Square Enix's announcement did not include a cause of death, Kaya Haruka had been suffering from pancreatic cancer since at least 2019. The manga adaptation of Shoes, The Misfit of Demon King Academy, History's Strongest Demon King Reincarnates and Goes to School with His Descendants, light novel series was canceled last week so that Kaya Haruka could undergo treatment, but Kaya Haruka had already passed away at the time of the announcement last week on Wednesday, July 7th. In Kaya Haruka's statement about the cancellation of the manga, they said that while they regret that the manga had to end this way, they will treasure their time working on it. And boy, that just really sounds so sad. My heart goes out to the family. My heart goes out to just this entire situation. Any fans out there, just reading this right now, like, you know, cancer, it's a little close to home. I've, you know, had some people pass away from it, and it's not anything, you know, pretty. And yeah, just my condolences to everybody involved. This is just really, really sad. And yeah, at the very least, they enjoyed their time. They singly said they treasured it. For fans of that work, at the very least, just so that you're in the know, yeah, there won't be any more of it, and it's completely understandable. And yeah, RIP to the author. Sorry that I'm just like going really quick by it, but I don't know, it's just very, very sad situation. And yeah, my condolences. Moving forward, we got a couple of pieces of One Piece news. For starters, Eiichiro Oda's One Piece special illustration in collaboration with the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, and it looks kind of like Luffy, but like more mature looking, or maybe like a younger Garp for that matter, with like boxing gloves, boxing gear on, and it says karate in back of it, and it just looks really freaking cool. Like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Olympics after all the riffraff that's been going on lately, but it's just kind of felt very messy, and then like, you know, the people back and forth on whether it should even happen due to the pandemic and all of that jazz. But this art looks pretty cool, and yeah, at the end of the day, One Piece is a part of the mascot, so Oda probably has obligations such as this to attend to. And while we're at it, a little update on that Where's Wally, which apparently Where's Wally is like Where's Waldo, like that's what we have over here. The One Piece collaboration with it, it says One Piece X Where's Wally official collaboration illustration will be included in Weekly Shonen Jump issue 33/34, and it's a little drawing, which I'm imagining that was not Oda that drew that, of Luffy with Wally, or aka Waldo, whatever. Yeah, again, just really, really strange. Like, I don't know, I guess Shueisha must have signed some sort of deal with that company that produces that, and we're like, yeah, we'll stick him next to our mascot of the magazine, let's go. Really strange. Still, next up, it seems as though box office earnings are up, and I'd argue that's to be expected. Last year, everything was shut down damn near all year due to the pandemic, so yeah, that's gonna happen. But let's read. Toho reports 46% increase in box office earnings in first half of 2021. Film distributor Toho announced its earnings report for the first half of 2021, which records total box office earnings at its theaters of about US $190 million for that period. The figure is a 46% increase from last year's earnings over the same time period, but still represents a 44% decrease from 2019, showing the effects of theater closures and other business halting at the height of the new virus pandemic last year. The period's earnings include films that Toho did not distribute but still screened at its theaters in Japan. Toho's sales department recorded about $323 million. So it seems as though, like, yeah, 2020 was a big blow and stuff like that, and we're up from 2020, but we're still down a lot from 2019, which, again, yeah, a lot of theaters closed down, and even though Demon Slayer did phenomenal in his box office run, that's not enough to keep the entire industry going. So yeah, it's to be expected as a dip, and honestly, if it wasn't for Demon Slayer, this dip would probably be immensely even worse off than that. And I'm not saying that Demon Slayer is the only film that did good or whatever, but yeah, we know the massive success that film has had, and that probably accounted for a lot of that uprising from 2020 to 2021. But I'm very interested to see what the numbers are like for next year when we don't have this big, you know, anomaly that's tearing up the box office. It's going to be interesting to see what that's looking like. But yeah, theaters up from 2020, down from 2019. And while we're on the topic of films, it says live action Tokyo Revengers film opens at number one in Japan box office. The live action film of Ken Wakui's Tokyo Revengers manga earned about $6.3 million in its first 3 days to top the Japanese box office in its opening weekend. The film has sold more than 500,000 tickets, and the film was slated to open in Japan last October, but it was delayed to 2021 due to the pandemic, etc., etc. But big, big congrats. I hope they bring that over here. I will definitely watch it. Yeah, Tokyo Revengers for me, every single week the anime hasn't missed, and it's made me a massive fan. So absolutely, I will watch this film. And based on what the author said in last week's Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments, apparently it's going to be like really sad. So I don't know. I'm really, really happy for all the success. This series, it deserves it. This manga is freaking gas. This anime is gas. And I'm sure that live action is probably knocking because they did a great job with the casting from the promotional posters. Next up, we got a couple of pieces of Demon Slayer news. For starters, let's go with a little bit more of the lighter stuff. It says Demon Slayer gets new novel on July 16th. This year's 32nd issue of Shueisha's Weekly Shonen Jump Magazine revealed on Monday that Koyoharu Gotouge's Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba manga is inspiring a new novel that will ship on July 16th. The novel is titled Kimetsu no Yaiba Operation Infiltrate the Entertainment District Arc. And of course, Shuka Matsuda, the Seven Deadly Sins, Seven Scars They Left Behind, is writing the novel, and Gotouge is providing the illustrations. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba previously inspired four other novels, all penned by Aya Yajima. The new novel will cover the same arc from volumes 8 through 11 of the original manga. Okay, based on this, if this is covering, like, this is a novel adaptation of the manga, this is them trying to push more books, especially now that the anime is coming with season 2 and it's going to be covering the same exact material. They're trying to push some books any way possible, considering that the manga of Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the original manga, ended back in 2020. They're like, okay, well, we'll put a spinoff in Psycho Jump, we'll do this novel. Like, they're trying their best to get any books they can get out there so that people run out and buy them. And these novels, people are going to buy them, especially once the anime starts hitting and people argue that this is one of the best arcs of Demon Slayer, the Red Light District. This is going to sell. Shueisha knows what they're doing. And while we're on the topic of Demon Slayer, we got a new promotional image and we got a new teaser PV. For starters, let's take a look at the image. It says new key visual for Kimetsu no Yaiba season 2 TV anime revealed, and on it, it has one of the Hashira, it has Tanjiro, you know, the main cast and stuff like that, and it's a really sick image. It looks really dope. I can't freaking wait. I can't stress enough how excited I am for Demon Slayer season 2. Demon Slayer season 1, it was one hell of an experience each and every week for me. I just really loved it. It got me loving anime more than I did at the time, because I was in a little bit of a rut, and every week I was just like, hells yeah. So I am very welcoming for season 2. And then we also got a TV PV for season 2, which was basically just the promo image that we just took a look at 1 second ago. They basically just had it like cut out and like little, not animated, but basically a little movement and stuff like that. So it wasn't anything special. It wasn't like art and animation from the actual show. So basically, for the most part, we got a PV that's kind of just a reuse of the promotional image that looks really freaking dope. I cannot wait. Again, I'm not gonna say it again. I want Demon Slayer 2 already. This shit looks so freaking awesome. And I read the manga, and I know it's awesome. Moving on, we got the U.S. manga sales for the month of July. Book sales in general, I want to say it's like graphic novels, but in particular there's a lot of manga on there, and I love taking a look at this because these numbers, they've always been hidden. They always try to hide the U.S. manga sales because they were basically so low it kind of was embarrassing. I've said this many times. I've seen back in the day, there was a couple of times that the numbers came out and they were abysmal. However, today is not the case, because rounding up the top 10 was Uzumaki. It's a horror manga by Junji Ito with 17,000 copies in the month of June. Again, you'd argue, oh, that's low. Well, you're comparing it to its homeland that they're doing millions over there and shit like that. This is actually great. Number 9, Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 3, 17,700 for Jujutsu Kaisen. Number 8, Spy X Family Volume 5, 18,653. Number 7, Attack on Titan 1. Seems as though with the manga ending, a lot of people are getting into it, hearing, probably saying like, oh, I'll check it. I'll make up my own mind if it's good or not. 19,000. Number 6, Death Note Black Edition Volume 1, 19,431. Wow, people getting into Death Note in 2021. That's dope. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Volume 22 at number 5 with 30,000. Damn. 10,000 over the Death Note. Number 4, Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 10. Okay, so this isn't even by a series. This is just like different individual volumes. Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 10 at 34,200. So if you combine Volume 10 and Volume 3, oh my god, yeah. US, they eaten. Number 3, baby. Chainsaw Man Volume 5. Y'all see my expression. When it comes to that Chainsaw Man, I can't do it. 37,846. Very, very, very well deserved. Shout out to my boy Tatsuki Fujimoto. Shout out to Chainsaw Man Denji. Oh my god, I can't wait for the anime. And then coming in at number 2, My Hero Academia Volume 28 with 51,000. Wow, for the month of June, that's really, really awesome. And topping all the manga, The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, and The Horse with 53,000, just barely beating out My Hero. I've never even heard of that. So yeah, there's that. But manga in 2021, very, very up. Like I reported on a lot of these articles, I say like, yo, manga sales and the manga industry in the US is thriving. No, they're thriving, all right. Like, holy shit. So big congrats to all the authors that their series are kicking ass in the US. Okay, people, and lastly, we got an update on the next work from the creators of The Promised Neverland. It says, Kaiu Shidai and Demizu Posca will be publishing a new work titled DC3 in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 35 to commemorate the Promised Neverland's 5th anniversary. Now, here's the thing. It's to commemorate the 5th anniversary, but is this new work going to be a one-shot, or is this going to be a new serialized thing? Like, it kind of contradicts itself, because it's like, I mean, it could just very well be that they're publishing it on the 5th anniversary. They're starting their new work on the 5th anniversary. Like, hey, you know, so it could be that, but it's just kind of interesting. DC3, that doesn't tell me anything at all. Like, the only thing I think of is, oh, Devil May Cry 3, they're doing an adaptation. Don't lie, you know, a manga of Devil May Cry would be mwah. I know they tried doing an anime from Madhouse back in the day, and apparently it sucked or whatever, but we're not gonna talk about that. Okay, people, so this is some huge breaking news that I couldn't wait until the next episode to include, because this episode was already wrapped up, but I was like, no, I gotta bring this to the people ASAP. According to this, it says, apparently Jujutsu Kaisen will be resuming its serialization in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 35. Now, I want to say we got this week's issue that is coming, which will be 33/34, and then if I'm not mistaken, there will be a break, and then it will be back. So we still got a little bit of time to go, but baby, the series is returning, and I'm so freaking hype. Gege Akutami is going to come back in rare form. I can feel it now, and either way, I am very, very excited. I'm glad that Gege got some rest. Hopefully, they're ready to go, and yeah, for people that have been wondering, waiting, a little nervous, maybe anxious of like, oh my god, don't tell me Jujutsu Kaisen is going to go down the hole of Hunter x Hunter, have no fear, at the very least for now. Gege is seemingly returning with Jujutsu Kaisen's next chapter in issue number 35 in a couple more weeks, and I am all here for it, baby. Yeah. Let's go. And yeah, people, those were the stories we have for today's episode. I'm curious what you guys think. Black Clover coming in top 10 in this week's Oricon, and just in general going up on its second week. My Hero Academia's My Villain Festival, Jump Giga Gojo, me and Roboco's anime clickbait, Beastars creators work and the short stories, Tokyo Revengers getting a little promo on Besatsu, Shonen Jump author comments, Mob Psycho 100's anniversary, and potential for, you know, never know, season 3, that'd be amazing, or a movie or something. Robot X Laser Beam hitting a milli, Kingdom 83 million, new Super Dragon Ball Heroes manga coming, unfortunate manga creator passing away, again, RIP, and condolences. One Piece X Tokyo Olympics, little art that was done from Oda, as well as the One Piece collaboration where Where's Wally? Where's Waldo? I still don't understand why. box office being up, live action, Tokyo Revengers hitting number 1, the new Demon Slayer promo, as well as the new Demon Slayer novel, US manga sales for the month of June, and the Promised Neverland creators' new works, and your thoughts on any of the stories we covered. But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links are in the description below. I'm Fanebo World, and as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule:
anime and manga
for life. Bye.
Have an awesome day. Peace in. And you guys just watched another episode of Have an awesome day. To find me.